The years since the mid-1970s have been the most frustrating in the history of elementary particle physics. We are paying the price of our own success. Theory has advanced so far that further progress will require the study of processes at energies beyond the reach of existing experimental facilities. In order to break out of this impasse, physicists began in 1982 to develop plans for a scientific project of unprecedented size and cost, known as the Superconducting Supercollider. The plan, in its final form, called for a 53-mile-long oval tunnel to be dug at a site south of Dallas. Within this underground tunnel, thousands of superconducting magnets would guide two beams of electrically charged particles, known as protons, in opposite directions millions of times around the ring, while the protons would be accelerated to an energy 20 times larger than the highest energy achieved at existing particle accelerators. At several points along the ring, the protons in the two beams would be made to collide hundreds of millions of times a second, and enormous detectors, some weighing tens of thousands of tons, would record what happens in these collisions. The cost of the project was estimated at over $8 billion. The supercollider has attracted intense opposition, not only from frugal congressmen, but also from some scientists who would rather see the money spent in their own fields. There is much grumbling about so-called big science, and some of it has found its target in the supercollider. Meanwhile, the European consortium known as CERN is considering the construction of a somewhat similar facility, the Large Hadron Collider, or LHC. The LHC would cost less than the supercollider because it would make use of an existing tunnel under the Jura Mountains near Geneva. But for the same reason, its energy would be limited to less than half that of the supercollider. In many respects, the American debate over the supercollider is paralleled by a debate in Europe over whether to build the LHC. As this book goes to press in 1992, funding for the supercollider, which was cut off by a June vote in the House of Representatives, has been restored by an August vote in the Senate. The future of the supercollider would be assured if it received appreciable foreign support, but so far that has not been forthcoming. As matters stand, even though funding for the supercollider has survived in Congress this year, it faces the possibility of cancellation by Congress next year, and in each year until the project is completed. It may be that the closing years of the 20th century will see the epochal search for the foundations of physical science come to a stop, perhaps only to be resumed many years later. This is not a book about the supercollider, but the debate over the project has forced me in public talks and in testimony before Congress to try to explain what we are trying to accomplish in our studies of elementary particles. One might think that after 30 years of work as a physicist, I would have no trouble with this,